In condensed Haruka Root Tantra, Buddha says, you should never abandon highest yoga tantra, but realize that it has inconceivable meaning and is the very essence of Buddha Dharma. When we understand the real meaning of tantra, there will be no basis for misusing it. Okay. Meaning, there'll be no danger in us using tantric teachings to increase worldly enjoyments. That we will use tantra as a method and as what it is, a pure spiritual practice through which we can attain enlightenment quickly for the benefit of all living beings. Practicing sutra teachings is the basic foundation for practicing tantric teachings. And the practice of tantra is the quick method to fulfill the ultimate goal of sutra teachings. So, for example, in sutra, we develop the realizations of renunciation and universal compassion, which combined are wishing to liberate oneself and all living beings from suffering permanently. These two realizations. Okay? So these two pure intentions of renunciation and universal compassion arise through our practice of sutra. These correct intentions. The intention to liberate oneself and all living beings from suffering permanently. We also, through the practice of sutra, develop the correct view, which is the very foundation for tantric practice, which is the correct view of emptiness, which believes all the things we normally see do not exist. Okay, so these three realizations in particular, renunciation, universal compassion, or we could say bodhicitta, and the correct view of emptiness, are the basic foundation for practicing tantric teachings. And the practice of tantra is the quick method to fulfill the ultimate goal of sutra teachings. Which means the permanent liberation from suffering of ourself and all living beings. Tantra is the quick method. Anyway, many beautiful analogies about this, like the runway and the jet plane, you know. Like we can have a very, very fast jet, but if there's no runway, it's not going anywhere. It's just stuck in the field, right? Even though it has so much potential, you know. Mach 7, or I don't know, I don't even know what that means. It sounds fast. So, you know, some jet to go very, very fast. But if there's no runway, because the jet depends upon the runway, you know, without the runway, then even though the jet has great potential, it can't actually realize it. Right? So sutra is like the runway, tantra is like the jet. So when we have both, then the jet will function to fly quickly to its destination. So in the same way, on the basis of sutra teachings, which are like the supreme runway, and then we can practice tantric teachings, including Mahamudra Tantra, which is a supreme jet, okay, through which we can quickly fly to our destination of enlightenment. For example, in his sutra teachings, Buddha encourages us to abandon attachment or uncontrolled desire. And in Tantra, he encourages us to transform our attachment into the spiritual path. So on the surface, sounds like a contradiction. So you can understand that without meeting a qualified spiritual guide and actual tantric master, we could be very confused about this. And then some people think, okay, well, if I practice sutra, I can't practice tantra. Or if I practice tantra, I can't practice sutra. So we can easily misunderstand an instruction like this. and think that sutra and tantra are contradictory. You know? And then we lose the path to enlightenment. Because we, as Jason Kapa clearly explained, we attain enlightenment through the practice of the union of sutra and tantra. We need this union. So we can't be, there's no contradiction, but sometimes due to instructions like this, people develop confusion. Some people may think this is a contradiction, but it is not. Because Buddha's tantric instructions on how to transform attachment into the spiritual path are the quick method for abandoning attachment. In this way, they are the method to fulfill the aims of sutra teachings. So in truth, attachment, because it's a delusion, is an object of abandonment in both sutra and tantra. But when we practice tantra, we don't abandon all of our attachment immediately. It's like we leave a little bit. Okay? We need to have control over our attachment, so our attachment isn't controlling us. But we use our attachment to generate a mind of great bliss, either through correct imagination or through generation stage or completion stage. So we use this to generate a mind of great bliss. And then with that mind of great bliss, we meditate on emptiness, which quickly destroys our attachment. It's a little bit like the analogy that's often used is, you know how if somebody is skillful, they can rub two sticks together to start a fire. And then the fire consumes the sticks, which gave rise to it, right? So in the same way, we use our attachment to generate great bliss. But then with that mind of great bliss, we meditate on emptiness. And through this union of great bliss and emptiness, all of our delusions, including attachment, are quickly consumed. Mm-hmm. So there's no contradiction. It's tantra is the quick method to fulfill the aims of sutra, including the complete abandonment of attachment.